Welcome to the Cousin Joe Show.
Yeah.
Welcome, Eddie. I don't know what you're referring to. We're live on More Like Radio in studio. Dave Satsik.
Hello.
And Ian Lazarus.
Hello.
And of course, Dan DiMarino.
Hi.
I just said his name because I knew he was waiting for me to introduce him.
I know
he's here every week.
I am.
I still have to say it.
I'd like to be recognized.
You are by me. Lucky many aren't.
I know.
We, the four of us guys, had so...
It's been a wild week.
Yeah, I was going to say
it's
weekend, but more than just
week.
Weekend.
Yes.
Week included. I'm about to jump in the chat room, and if you're not there...
You're dumb.
Yes. And if you grow a brain, you fucking idiot, you can go to morelikeradio.com/live and talk with us.
Join us.
And
join us.
845-228-8897 or Cousin Joe Show on Skype if you want to call in.
Yeah, you do.
Dan had a big night.
I did last Wednesday.
I guess we start off with that.
I won my comedy competition at the Levity Live. Dave was there. Dave featured.
Oh.
And
thanks, studio audience. By the way, not only did you win that night, you won in front of a crowd of about 268.
Yeah,
260 something like that.
Some
like
odd.
That's a really strong crowd for a comedy competition.
But that little hole in the wall, Levity Line.
That little tiny
yeah,
place.
That little place holds like 400 people, and it's like, you know, one of the more beautiful like clubs. Dan steamrolled that fucking night.
He always
like, killed it.
I had a fun moment after you were on stage. So it was after the six of us, contestants had gone up. And you know how at Levity, you can either, if you're going to the lobby, you can either cut through the main room or you can go behind that back hallway.
Yeah.
So I'm walking through that back hallway and a girl's coming down going to the bathroom. Really hot. And
this is only
she's
where
like,
the stars can go.
Yeah. I was just, no. There's also a bathroom.
Just go with it. Go
yeah.
With
only
it.
The stars can go.
Go with it.
So she's coming down and she's like, oh, she's like, you were so funny. We voted for you. We love the underdog. And then she goes, I like how, and this is after I'd already high-fived
guess
her.
That's a compliment.
And then she goes, no, and it gets better. And then she goes, I like how you can just, like, take everything and make it funny. And I'm like, thinking, like, you mean everything, like, that I look like this and that this is me. Like, that's exactly what she was saying. I'm like, because you're pretty and you don't understand that sometimes people aren't. So that was, yeah, that was a very awakening moment for me.
I, from what it sounds like, Dan, it just, she doesn't understand comedy.
Yeah. Well, I tried to explain it after we fucked.
Then again,
but I didn't.
That's who voted for you.
Yeah, so. Yeah. No.
Well,
but no, absolutely
way of spinning this.
Killed.
Sorry.
You in the first round steamrolled through, and then in the finals it was unquestioned. It was a final six, and
Dave's
you,
making
you winning
me all rubbery.
No, seriously, Dan's win was like almost unanimous. Like as
when I heard about it, I was not shocked at all.
No,
it was a fun time was had.
By
so that,
all
that was
punch for served.
All right, spotlight's up, Dan. That's it.
So all right, back to Joe.
That was what night?
No, that was Wednesday.
That was, all right, and then...
it's not the Cousin Dan Joe. Move.
No. Then we had to cancel last week.
For a very special reason.
Yes, which was our pals... Well, our pal... Shannon. Sorry. I paused because I'm like, God, he's so nice. I hate doing that. Our pals Shannon and PJ.
Mm-hmm.
They had a roast for their marriage, which...
They wanted like a bachelorette roast.
A fun idea. And so, yeah, Dan and I took off. I plan on just going to watch you guys and hang out.
Yeah, but Joe got that itch.
On the way up, I thought of a joke, and I texted it to Dan. And,
oh, yeah, that's funny.
And because I need approval.
The funny part is that I was driving at the time, and so before I even saw the first text, there was already a second text of like, fine, it's terrible, whatever,
oh, right,
I'll stay home.
Because like 45 seconds went by without a response, I'm like, oh shit, it sucks, all right, fine, fuck, because
I'm not
mind.
Driving like, with my phone.
Both, yeah, I thought I was the only one that had to drive there, I thought you just teleported, I didn't know.
My phone doesn't interrupt the music in my car and go, you have a new text message from Honey Baby number one, it reads, Dan, read this joke now,
that
before
is actually
the roast.
How I have Joe on my phone.
But then, just in case, I brought a, you know, some note cards, blank, of course, with me, and I ended up writing at the table.
Yeah,
still
that
not
was where
sure.
Most of the jokes, I think, at least
a lot
the
of
three
it. Yeah,
of us,
I wrote
you
all
wrote,
mine.
I'm
yeah.
sure several at the table, right?
No, his were a lot of his were written beforehand.
Oh, nothing written at the table, ready to go.
I didn't even know I was going until like an hour and a half before. Like I had no
same,
nothing pre-prepared. You know,
I have to
nothing
thank,
prepped on that.
I have to thank Dan because he pushed me to go. He put me on. What was my name?
Oh, I put Dan you put as a list as
before
a,
even
Dick
Richard Dong.
Richard Dong.
I wasn't even sure if I was going to go Dick, up. Dick. But it was like a
I was
maybe.
Stephen Avery.
Dave right. was Stephen Avery. Yeah, I didn't know if they weren't there yet, and the list was filling up, so I just put some fake names on the list for you guys.
Just thank you for not putting me down as Brendan Dassey, because I feel like that's more of a slap in the face.
It is.
Like, you're just a Dassey.
You're such a fucking Dassey.
It's fucking Dassey.
They're both retarded.
So, it's like, which retard in Wisconsin is smarter who's incarcerated for life? Oh, I don't know. I'd rather be called the one who got suckered into it.
So, yeah, I went up, and I forgot how great that fucking natural instant high is getting off the stage. Mm-hmm. But now I think I should retire, though, because I want to leave on a good note.
You've hit that. You've hit the height.
Yeah,
I know. Shannon and BJ's roast is the top of the game.
Because now I got to write material new and shit. Like, it's I shouldn't brag, but it's kind of easy for me to verbally cut people down. So, like, that wasn't that hard, you know?
Actually, the hardest part for you was trying to temper it so it wasn't friend-ending.
Yeah.
Which for some people didn't bother.
People I talked about, I weren't friends with, don't plan on, don't care.
Fair enough.
So, and I had, it was awesome, I must say, the compliments after. Because there was one person I went after where I got the impression afterwards throughout the night that a couple people had wanted to do that and kind of thanked me for doing it. But it was a lot of fun. You guys were fucking great, too. Was everybody, well, four of us were great.
In this room. Everybody in this room.
I started picturing some people and went, ooh, no.
Not
that's why I made fun of them on stage. Yeah. No, they were terrible. But, no, all in all, it was a lot of fun. There was Candy Cox, Candy Tits.
Oh, yeah. We had
put
a lot
together
of that.
By Jody and Ross. And thank you, Ross, for taping. We have video of everything. I don't think I'm going to play it.
Vidya evidence.
Yeah. Vidya. V-I-D-J-A. Vidya.
I watched it back, and I'm like, I think the radio audience isn't going to get
it. It's a lot of inside
jokes. It's inside shit. For some of it we've mentioned on the show, yeah, but not to the extent where I don't think it'll work. I don't know. Maybe someday. See, what I'm doing right now is waiting for everyone to scream for it, like beg for it. And it's not going to happen.
Not
so
yet. More like radio.com/live.
Let me see if both chats. Of the let me see if both of the chat is.
Yeah, I just needed one of the three people to say, "Hey, can I see it?" And then I. All right, if you say so.
Finger already on the button. Oh, fine.
It's on my desktop.
I see you've already pulled it up to the top. Oh, no.
No, I did.
There it is.
We're all there. We're right there.
Wow.
You think what?
So, yeah, that was a lot of fun. I mean, you guys can summarize the night if you want.
It went way too long. It was like 3 hours.
Well, yeah.
There was, you know what, it was just too many people.
That
oh,
didn't
Maul
understand
says, please, daddy, please, and now I have a boner.
Oh.
Yeah.
All right. I got to play. If we play anything, I have to play Ian's first, though, because Ian fucking killed.
Agreed.
But in hindsight, yeah, it was too long in the sense that like, I was
saying the night was too
on.
Long. Yeah, there should have been like a picked group.
It should have just been a roast, not
yeah.
like.
That's what I thought it was supposed to be.
People
but
didn't
apparently, a lot of people didn't
it was
get
a,
that.
I guess it was. Well, no, not that they didn't get that, because it was promoted as a roast slash just come to your jokes.
No,
you
I
want.
Mean, like, it didn't sink in their heads because they
right.
just went up and did their shitty
right,
routine.
But that's a test.
It was, but it was promoted that way. As you can either do roast jokes or your material.
Yeah.
So I think it probably should have just been a roast.
And that's a testament to how comics don't know how to read a fucking room, because the room was entirely roasted early in the night.
Right.
And then people were like, well, let me do something outside of the box here. And it's right. like, you don't understand. Everybody's already on this frequency right now. Don't move away from the roast. If you don't have anything, just sit here and laugh tonight. Let the
right.
next person go up.
Right.
But
yeah,
yeah,
let Richard
probably,
Don go up and do his shit.
Right. The show was probably at least
I didn't give myself that name, by the
10,
way.
12 people more than it should have been in terms of overall.
Like
comics.
Every open mic is.
Right, exactly.
But it was a great
crowd
time
too, though. Yeah, man.
I think a good chunk of Hudson Valley comedy, like Steph came out. People who don't come out all the time all
Grable.
Came out.
Steph's in chat.
I wish she would have went up. She's great.
Yeah, Steph's got a bit of a sharp tongue. She would have.
Well, that's why I wanted to see her go
some up.
That's why I wanted to see her go up.
Which
no, I would have liked it too, but
she's done that there. I've seen a couple times. There was one night. I think it was when Joan Rivers died, and like a few comics who are known to just do bullshit stock jokes did her act, and she kind of called it out. Like, what the? I even said, "What is this comedy karaoke? What the fuck's going on tonight?" But yeah, she maybe it's better she didn't go up and just said that she would have just got to burn the room down.
Yeah, Steph and Paul are joining us in the chat tonight.
Oh,
hey, guys.
Yay.
Guten Abend.
So, I mean, do you want to skip right to the wedding? Is it more?
The wedding had some moments.
Well, little bit.
I don't think there's much else we could touch on from the roast. I mean, it was a roast. We had a good time. BJ and Shannon got their words in at the end. I thought they were both pretty funny. And we ended up staying there way too fucking late, like usual.
Then I had to be responsible and go to work the next day, so I missed out on a silly old man falling on a table and various other...
Oh, the wedding.
That's the wedding.
Oh, sorry. Yeah, that's I'm getting wedding, ahead of myself. I was reading the chat. Sorry.
But yes, you did. I got to tell you.
No, we rewind.
My money was not on you leaving the wedding. Like, yeah, I thought you were going to come back to the hotel. Dave, what are certainties in life? I would say the sky is going to be blue tomorrow morning, and Joe is crashing
tonight. I was going to be big spooning Joe by the time I woke up.
Honestly,
there's no question.
I got home, and the next day, too, I was angry and depressed that I didn't stay. Seriously.
Angry and depressed.
You left like Beat Rabbit.
Feel better.
He won't get this. Joe won't get this because he doesn't like the hip hop musics. But he left like fucking Beat Rabbit, Eminem at the end of 8 Mile. Like he put his shit in his garbage bag and he was like, I gotta go back to work at the mill. And then the music starts playing. And it was like, Joe, it's 8 o'clock. Where are you going? But you did it, man. And I'm proud of you.
No, don't be proud.
Well, I lost money on you. So I gotta be proud because if I don't, I'm gonna be really miserable on both counts.
But. It was a lot of fun. If you're Facebook friends with me, you see how much fun we had in just photo booths alone.
Oh, yeah.
If you're not, I'll show you now. I'll do a little scrolling.
Here's a story.
About a guy named Joe's cock.
I wish there was a video
photo booth. I love Ian's face in the bottom one.
What that face is,
clearly it's
is
your balls.
Right after his hand got a little too close, cupping my balls.
No, they're on your balls.
Oh, you did touch my balls.
I was holding them.
Oh, cute. All right.
In the middle picture, I'm holding them.
It looks like you are. Why don't I remember you touching them?
Because you're so used to people touching your balls. I just was one of the guys that touched your balls that night.
I love the fact that it didn't even faze me. But yeah, your face after that is when you went, it's so warm.
Yeah, I was like, that's exactly what I said. God, that's just so warm.
What? Did you expect balls to be cold?
I don't know. What I expected. I just touched balls.
Are your balls typically cold? Like, how does this work?
They were just warm and clammy. They were just these clammy, warm balls, which I guess is what balls are.
Yeah. Especially, you know, my body temperature might have been raised by something.
Right.
You know, coffee.
There was coffee.
Yes. The Colombian coffee. It's very subtle, Joe. Okay.
On Valdez.
Yeah. Maybe on break we'll play some of our videos.
Okay.
You know? From the roast.
Lidges.
What can we talk about?
Like, oh, yeah, what can
what
we talk
legal
about?
Things happened?
Well, Joe wedding. Missed the wedding part of the wedding.
Oh, that was, by the way.
I really feel bad about that.
That was fantastic.
What? Like, did I miss?
No, because Dan and I were going, where's Joe? Like, have you seen
missed
Joe?
The ceremony?
Is Joe here? Is he going to make it for the reception? Like, where is this guy? And we were waiting for you to pull up as they were walking down the aisle. Does anybody have any objections? You were going to come sideways, like skidding.
Jump out of a tree?
You were going to come like skidding in sideways in your car.
Into the lake. I'm here.
Naked.
The gays start honking that shit all over where we're walking. Like,
I object. I was definitely picturing like a sport coat. With a Pink Floyd shirt.
Oh, I said to
and
Dan.
Tie over it.
I said to Dan. Jeans? I think the second I saw Dan when I was walking up, I said, you didn't think I was capable of this.
No, I didn't.
The fact that I was in a suit
by
or
the
an
way,
old one.
Cleaned it very well.
Definitely thought it was going to be jeans and coat like a fucking 80s comic.
I was pretty sure of it.
I think maybe I'll do better like in my sex life if I dress better.
Maybe.
Yeah. Hey, who wants to talk about something else that matters?
No, like I'm just like a 32. I'm putting that together.
I do.
Maybe that matters.
You know what? I do.
You know, maybe I shouldn't dress like a homeless high school teenager.
It makes a difference.
Okay.
Western Echo.
You got to dress for the job you want.
Right.
Yeah. And that's usually what I get.
Western Echo goes, Joe missed the ceremony and showed up to drink and do blow. Not shocked.
Yeah. But I didn't plan on it. But I didn't plan on missing it.
I didn't plan on that being the case. It's just what happened.
It's what happens every week when I'm late here.
What happened was, I really did want to see the ceremony because Steph was performing it, and
she did awesome.
I know, and I knew she would, and that's why I felt bad I missed it. And I want to check out the video, but almost every other wedding, the other four I've been invited to, I'll kind of not really accidentally miss the boring part, the ceremony. But I knew it wouldn't be boring. So again,
yeah, she did. Steph did a really great job. A
lot of laughs during the ceremony.
Absolutely.
But yeah,
you know, you were there, and that's all that matters. At the end of the day, they want their friends to be there, and it was a great, 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 great.
And
great,
she
great
also got a big kick out of what you wrote in her card. She told me too.
Shannon?
Yeah, your gift, oh. Like you wrote basically, without giving the number out, he wrote,
no,
like,
you can write, you, I don't care.
Whatever it was, like, you know, 2/3 of this is for Shannon, and the last third you guys can split.
Yeah.
Which she thought was very funny.
Did he find it funny?
Yeah, no, I saw him last night as well. They got a good kick out of
it. I forgot to mention that to them and hope he was okay with
it.
No,
listen, fuck it. I mean, from what I heard, every card they got was kind of off the wall. Like Dalton got him like a black man praying, and it was like some birthday cards with the birthday part crossed out. So, you know, everyone's doing crazy shit.
The outside of their envelope, I figured, just to be the asshole, where they're like, who the fuck do we have at our wedding? I addressed to Shayna and DJ. Just so they could look and be like, who the fuck was this guy we don't even know here at the wedding, who didn't even know our names?
Yeah,
it's a true story.
Mm-hmm. But it got crazy. I mean, because, you know, before the wedding, and Shannon was here and she talked about it on the podcast, all the things.
On the Loose News podcast.
You've now learned the name of, thank you.
Yes. Oh, by the way, this is weird, probably, for most people to hear me say this. Couldn't be happier. I saw Dalton and everything was cool. Everything was fine.
Yeah, okay. Dalton really enjoyed.
I didn't bring it up.
He actually really enjoyed it, he told me, when we did.
He was laughing pretty hard at all your shit. And
that's.
I'd
rather have that than.
But.
Yeah, Dalton can take it. He can take a joke.
Yeah.
He can take a joke.
He can. Because he's not intelligent enough to really get the joke.
All right, then there you go.
That's probably just a mental. Okay.
But.
Mental.
But everything she said she wanted to have happen, whether it be the piles of drugs, whether it be every bridesmaid fuck somebody, whether it be, like, you know, Durkin falling through a table, every bridesmaid like fuck somebody throughout somewhere.
I knew
it all happened.
I know, but this is
again,
there
was a rave in the hotel.
So,
Dan was we both were there. There was a rave, angry. A full on rave,
fucking full on rave.
There was
there was
we'll
Molly.
Get to that.
There was
we'll
Molly.
Get to that.
There was
yeah.
Oh, sorry, we'll get
who
to
was
that.
Molly?
What?
Every drug.
Some girl named Molly was there.
See, this is why I got angry and depressed.
She's the one who told me no.
The second I got back here,
I did it anyway.
I was like, why didn't
that's not
I,
me.
Why didn't I ruin my professional life?
I mean, I went to work. I stayed till about 4 and went to work, and I was hurting.
I
should have
risked
hurting.
It.
Yeah.
I should have risked it.
I went to bed around probably 3:34-ish.
Because how many chances do you get with that?
Then I had to get up to open the door.
Joe's getting pissed.
I'm trying to wake Dan up like... all right, walk me through some of the fun I missed.
All right, well, let's see. The wedding itself was Joe missed the actual wedding part. Then we're in the
reception hall.
The reception hall, whatever. We got there was a lot of weird shit there. Someone went through a table.
The very end.
Somebody
right.
jumped on my back and
hurt
me.
There were camouflaged beers hidden into like table like arrangements.
Yeah,
by the way,
Alec Vanacore kept hiding beers in different. There it was an open bar, and they're free.
And
they
he
just
shows
kept hiding
up,
them.
But he showed up looking
the
like
shrubbery
fucking,
of the centerpiece.
Dude,
thing
did you really, did you see? He showed up looking like Russell Crowe in American Gangster, like 1970, big sunglasses, big leather jacket, like the Brad Pitt Fight Club
beige
leather jacket.
Kind of like
but he had like that 70s vibe, and he was like, "No, I'm just hiding beers everywhere, strategically around the room."
At the very end of the night,
no, dude, they're free.
At the very end of the night, though, Alec Vanacore got down to just like pajama pants and the vest. He looked like a genie.
He was wearing the
vest. Just the vest, no
more
shirt.
The fun I missed.
An Eskimo genie.
Yeah, I was. Me and Alec are sitting around the bed in our jammies. Well, there's a fucking light show going on.
I really feel left out.
And that light show is pretty crazy. For that little setup
I was staring
that he
at
had,
it. Yeah.
I couldn't stop.
I was...
Because he's like a trance DJ. He has
equipment.
He brought
trance?
Trance.
Oh, trance.
I guess
Joe's like, really
I
mad.
Really Joe was really mad.
Joe was like, trance DJ.
I knew he had the long hair.
Whoa!
Trance DJ. Hey, good time was had at the wedding by all. Can't talk about it, though, because this is real radio.
No, but there was like, you know, laughing, crying, near rapes. There was everything happened.
Here it was snowing. Huh? Huh, guys? Snowing a little bit.
Some allergies?
Oh, what?
Yeah.
Hey, everybody. Like, there was so much blow at this wedding.
Now, what's the weather?
From what I heard, people were like doing coke on the bathroom sink.
What,
like
you
where
heard?
Kids, I went to the stall like a gentleman.
Like, where my camera was.
But like I heard, like there were like people like the ring boy walked in on somebody doing blow, and they were kind of
pissed.
The
ring boy,
the little boy, the ring bearer.
No, I know. Wait, why
he
was...
walked into the to go to the bathroom and saw someone doing cocaine on the sink.
Why didn't he have the decency to go to a stall like we did?
That's what we're saying.
There were a couple stalls in that bathroom. Like, you didn't need to do that on the
sink. That's exactly
what
I was saying
like
last
that.
Night to Shannon. I didn't know that had happened. And
that's she, fucked
come
up.
On, have some fucking manners.
Yeah, that's disrespectful at that point.
Plus, if someone sees... No, but as a Jew, like, if someone sees me doing it, they might want me to share, and I don't want to do that. So, like, I'm going to take it to the store.
Right. Now I brought enough for me, and me only, there was a certain amount.
I paid for this.
If I had enough for the whole clash, I would share. Yeah. That's why I'm here in private. Please leave. You're a child. You don't get any.
Share, baby.
I never understood that, though. The
sharing?
Decency?
Etiquette. the coke on doing it on a bathroom sink, it's the, aside from it being gross, it's white on white.
It's cram.
I'm not sure they had it.
Cram.
The sink,
and it's after Labor Day, for God's sakes.
Jesus, dude, you're fucking on fire.
I'm going to get tired soon.
I can fix that. I have leftovers. there's. The phone number to call, 845-228.
Yeah, share your wedding stories.
Yes, please. I want to hear.
Tell us the stuff we can't remember.
Uh-huh.
You think what?
Because I don't think there was a...
There's so many things. I'm sorry,
there
everyone,
wasn't a
that
moment.
I, that dude, went through that my was... head that I can't talk about.
That was an all-time epic moment. You think what? Joe and I... same time.
And we were only peeing.
Yeah, and I ripped this. We were talking back and forth. I ripped this epic fart in the middle of a conversation. And the second it was like, blah, 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 blah. I went, you think what? And the two of us, anybody walking in that bathroom for the next 30 seconds must have been like, these assholes
$15
are doing
got sprinkled on the like, floor. I was laughing so hard. I was fucking... I was mid... peeing, mid peeing, and like, you son of a bitch.
Oh, so much fun.
Holy shit.
Honestly, one of the better weddings I think I've ever been to in my life.
The best for
yeah,
me.
I think the best, to be fair.
One of the best I've
like,
ever
like,
been at, yeah.
Without just throwing that title out there, it's probably
Conti's
the best.
Wedding was a lot of fun, too, but this was, you know.
Yeah, well, the comedy community, dude, I mean, how many people out of the Hudson Valley comedy scene were there? I mean, 30,
lot,
40
yeah.
comics? Like, there were some really,
there
like people you don't ever see anymore that were there hanging out
met,
as a comedy scene.
I finally met your...
Who?
I don't want to say...
Izzo?
Yes.
Adam Izzo.
Yeah.
Fucking awesome.
Good dude,
he's
man.
Awesome.
Real
he's
funny
dude.
Guy.
Awesome.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And where can people check out your show that you do?
YouTube.com is the Izzo Show.
The Izzo Show.
I-Z-Z-O.
Why isn't it the Izzo and Ian Show?
Because I'm behind... He wants it to be that. I'm like, no, just it's the Izzo Show. We're good.
Mm.
I'm comfortable with that.
Same reasons the Cousin Joe Show. Dan's like, nah, I don't want my.
I don't know when you're going to not have me here anymore, so I don't want to have to change the sign.
I really have a hard time with WordPress. New headers and shit. I can't be bothered. Just leave them alone.
How many comics? Don't maybe one or two too many.
So, yeah, we ended up.
Well, first of all, weren't we pretty much at the.
We were at
Spanish
the
table, the table where.
We were at a great table.
We were at the Renegade
aside from
table.
One douchebag.
Yeah, it was us. It was us four. It was Vanacore, Alec Vanacore.
In my opinion.
Stav.
Stav.
Awesome dude.
The guy I just mentioned.
The guy you mentioned.
Uh-huh. Ryan Danisco.
Danisco.
Danisco's
a funny motherfucker.
Yeah,
yeah.
Yeah. Yeah,
we had a pretty good table for like 95% of the table.
Right.
Yeah.
Right?
We did.
And a lot of laughs, man.
We had like
holy
90,
shit.
Like 95% consent seekers.
who was it of the bridesmaids that got up there and started doing her whole emotional thing, and we just started bawling
was,
on her?
Every time there was a bad joke, Joe would very loudly just be like,
oh, that's
I made, that's, look at Ian's face. That's what he
yeah,
did.
Yeah,
I,
yeah.
I was so proud of myself, I made Ian uncomfortable. He was really uncomfortable.
How did you do that?
Because he was being rude.
I've had my hand on his dick for like the last 20 minutes, and this guy hasn't even flinched.
Oh, that's your hand?
He's not comfortable. He's
sorry.
Jealous.
Mine couldn't reach.
And then when Meg went up, I think Dan lovingly said, "Shut up, Meg."
That's right.
Did I?
Someone said that.
Like, you leaned over to me and went, "Shut up, Meg."
With affection. With affection.
Yeah, no, no offense.
Yeah,
no,
it was whispered. I was pretty deep in at that point.
It was fun.
There was
to have
no
you
time
drunk.
When I didn't have a beer in my hand that,
was
that
so
night.
That was so awesome.
I think that was the first time. I was wearing a bandana by the end of the night.
Yeah.
I don't know where that came from. It was a fun time.
I think it was the first time.
Dave has a weird.
Okay, I'll try for the seventh time. Yeah.
Go ahead, babe.
I think it was the first time we hung out when you were drunk. It was a lot of fun.
Yeah,
you were a fun drunk.
Yeah, Dan was.
I was really drunk.
You wouldn't even know that he's drunk. He's just chilling.
Dude, he's having the time of his life, laughing.
Very mellow drunk.
Yeah. Yeah, very low key, but very fun. Like laughing a lot and shit, cracking a lot of jokes.
Yeah, but you, in a way, you're like me, where it doesn't show. You're not really like stumbling and wobbling. Not that I can't get.
He
to
was
that point,
wobbling because someone hurt his calf.
Right, that was the biggest thing. When
I got attacked. That was the end of the night, though.
Well, that happened. Yeah, that happened very.
And then I wandered outside for air, and the shuttle happened to be leaving. Like by pure luck, if I didn't happen to wander outside because I'm fat and I need to breathe, I would have missed the shuttle. So I get in the shuttle, and I'm like, "Oh shit, the shuttle's leaving." So I text Dave because I know Dave's coming back, and I'm like, "Dude, the shuttle's going." And like I'm sitting there and I'm looking and I end up like I'm next to Meg and Tommy Carolyn, who's another funny motherfucker.
Yeah, man.
And like we're driving, and as we're driving back, and I think Dave's missed the shuttle at this point, Carolyn thinks the guy sitting in front of us is Dave, and it's not, some other bald dude. And he's leaning over.
Because
like,
there's more than one of us.
Yeah,
at
he's
the
leaning
wedding.
Over like, yo, good.
There's quite a few people that confused that guy for you for a second.
Biz. I think it was Biz.
He was on the shuttle too?
I think so. So he just leans over. He's like, yo, Dave, we got to go get some fucking weed or some shit. And he's like, yeah, I'm not who you think I am. And then Dave in the front turns around and is like, hey, what's up? And I look at my phone, and me and Dave have been texting each other from 4 feet away, and I had no idea because we're both so fucking retarded at that point. Because I think he missed it.
And you
he
were just
thinks
drinking,
we both
right?
missed
you
the
just...
shuttle. Yeah.
And I'm sitting shotgun at this point.
I know you didn't do.
Shuttle.
He may have smoked a little.
I know you didn't pee.
Maybe not, though.
You didn't pee.
I know you didn't do that, but
I didn't have to go pee-pees.
I know you kept an impacted bladder the whole night.
Right.
I don't know if my cheddar cheese filled heart can take any peeing.
But yeah, god damn it.
Yeah, it was a fun night.
Great
well,
night.
And then we got back to the hotel,
and that's
it
where
continued.
It really
then it
turned.
Just, then it turned into a real comics wedding.
Fuck. Everyone just—it was. Oh. I can't even explain.
First
it.
Off, the bar was about as big as this room, and everyone packed into it.
Yeah. Is it weird that I expected in a that amount of not just drunk people but drunk comics that there wasn't a big fight?
No, actually, fully expected there would have been fights
almost.
That night.
I
you know what it is, though. Everyone, I think, and Ian has said this. Even though everyone has their whatever, their problems with each other, whatever, everyone does come together. Like, they can all be civil. We can all have a good time together.
But there's always one.
And they can...
I would have been justified punching somebody in the face.
You would have been justified if you punched somebody in the face.
I heard about that.
For 2 days, I regretted not punching somebody in the face.
Sometimes you got to
punch. I don't know how much you want to say in the air.
I don't want to say much about it, but I was antagonized. You guys could do what you got to do.
I was going to say this much, and this isn't like a tough guy thing. This is just like, I know how I get. I know how Dave gets when we drink, and... The three of us and the love we have. If Dave and I were in that situation with you, I don't think it would have went the way it went.
It wouldn't have been a peaceable ending the way that you described the scenario.
Really,
it would have
it
been
ended with
the two
us
of
having
us.
To forcibly walk that person. Like,
legal prosecution pending. Like, we would have snuffed somebody in the
I
side
really
of the face.
Just it, tried it, to think about like BJ and Shannon.
Yeah.
Don't like do this.
Right,
like
exactly.
Put your feelings aside.
Oh,
God,
well,
I
was that whole thing.
There really
thing.
Was.
Oh,
yeah,
it ended up with it. It honestly ended on. Four of us, including the groom, walking him to his room and being like, you stay here now.
This is your night.
This is where you are for the rest of the night. Give us your keys. You're staying. Yeah.
Well, he got a little timeout, did he?
He got a little timeout.
Tried to fight it for about 20 minutes and then finally, I guess, succumbed.
Huh. Because nobody else would.
Well, nobody else would have either way.
Yeah, well.
But in any case.
Yeah, it was a pretty interesting night. Yeah, it was almost, someone almost got punched in the face.
Well, says on more than one infraction.
Yeah, by
more than one person too.
Yeah,
a few people.
Oh, it was more than just that.
A couple things happened that would have led to. I mean, I think I had the most extreme because he was in my face in a sense, and I kind of.
Well, wait, what happened? Was something like
I was called a faggot? I was called this and that. I want
to
punch you. Then,
well, the
most
situation I'm talking
that
about
you,
that
though.
Dave,
were there.
But then
when he finally said, "Do you want to fight me?" I'm like, "Yeah, I do."
That's
and then he goes, "I'm a pussy. You'll kick my ass. I'm sorry." And he back. You saw. You were there for that.
Yeah, I was there.
Out.
I don't remember
what I was saying.
It,
we were outside, all talking about.
That was
it.
Inside.
That was
in
the elevator. That was in the elevator.
Oh, was in the elevator.
You were there.
No, dude.
Yeah,
honestly,
there.
That moment he said to you, "You want to fight?"
Know,
and you were like, "Nah." He would have just gotten his jaw.
I know.
There was five of us in an elevator.
Because I don't know about you, but I had it pent up that night where I already hated that moment. Fucking from the second I met him.
The moment you saw him. The moment we sat down at that table, he was leaning over to me like, yo, who the fuck is this? I don't like this motherfucker. And I was like, no, just give him a chance. Give him a chance. Let him grow on you.
And I did. I tried to.
Bad. But I'm going to tell you something. He rubbed so many people at the wedding the wrong way.
It wasn't just you. I told him I like up and down, and he was doing all weird shit. but honestly, Ian, the problem is...
Ah, the flip.
The hair flippy.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I don't want to keep getting too inside.
But, yeah, that was just a guy who was a little...
my point is, there's always one.
Right.
Yeah, he was getting a little too too aggressive with the ladies and basically, you know,
some people. All around. Before that,
just aggressive, aggressive being like, you know, like, I got a beef with you for no fucking reason, dude. I'm going to rape this chick in the parking lot.
Cocky attitude.
It's a mask for extreme insecurity.
Right, narcissism.
Yeah. It's obvious. It is.
Like, no doubt.
I'm insecure, too, though. That's not the that's not an excuse.
But no, it's more narcissism than insecurity.
But it manifests in different ways in different people.
I think more narcissism, but
And narcissism, I guess.
No, but I know exactly what you're saying. That's completely what it is.
Let me make myself feel better at your expense.
Right.
And again, what proves it more is the biggest pussies are the ones that do just that. Which was proved when you gave the option and he said no.
Yes, I want to fight. No.
Right.
Too sexy.
You know what I'm saying.
Too sexy. Oh, Ian, you are too sexy for me to fight. I am so sorry.
Pudgy little creep fuck. Anyway, 845-228-8897 if you want to call in. Or Cousin Joe, Sean Scott.
Tell us your said word. Pudgy little fuck.
As I just said, let's not get too inside.
Oh, I'm sorry. Was that?
And it had me. I'm talking what?
Well, there was other things that didn't involve that.
I'm sorry.
Putting myself down, you asshole. See how I fixed it?
There'll be one fight now.
Yeah, there's one now.
I'm sorry, you asshole.
I'm sorry.
There was more things that didn't involve that, though. There was we got to have a great, like, shitty, like, wedding movie scene where we had to find someone passed out behind the hotel.
Holy shit. See, this is
another thing I fucking missed.
All right, wish 3 in the morning.
By the way, guest says it was the hair.
This was closer to like four. I guess guest four something. Was there. A few of us went outside to smoke cigarettes, right? Mm-hmm. And all of a sudden, we see a corpse.
Did you say this is like 4 in the morning?
Like four something. Okay. 4:30. We see a corpse laying by the pool gate, like towards the back, like the side of the building for that hotel.
Right.
We're walking around and we're like, yo. Who the fuck is
inside the gate?
Outside.
Hours of looking for
outside the gate, on the property, in the parking lot. Mm. We haven't seen him for like 2-3 hours.
It was like
at this
BJ
point.
Was looking. We were
trying to find him.
We did a perimeter search around 2-3 a.m.
No, we spread
him.
People out like a legit search party. Somebody had a cell phone. The right person had the cell phone to call the cops and be like, we found this motherfucker's rat four.
Okay, I got to ask. What prompted this? Did this person maybe ingest something that he shouldn't?
No, just alcohol, but a lot.
Just trashed. Okay. So much trashed.
A lot of...
But, dude, I'm talking unconscious.
So, all of a sudden, it was just like, wait, oh, my God, where'd he go?
No. We were walking outside. We hadn't seen him in a while, but so we figured
Alec,
he was okay wherever
Alec
he
went
was.
To the room. Alec was sharing a room with him, and he's like, by the way, he didn't make it back. Because hours had gone by. He's like, he wasn't in the room, so then a few people searched.
You never
want to
hear he didn't make it back.
So, like, a couple guys searched, like, the men's rooms, the perimeter, outside. BJ, like, on his wedding, is searching.
Yeah, poor BJ.
BJ's talking this douchebag down.
He's too nice.
Yeah, poor BJ on his wedding is stopping this asshole.
He's a real mensch.
He is a mensch. BJ on his wedding ended up trying to stop this guy from being rapey. Had to go hunt for another passed out person. Had to do so much. I felt bad. Like he was doing a lot of babysitting and whatever. Yeah.
And you shouldn't have to do that on your wedding night. But he's responsible. Nice, exactly. He's a nice guy. He's responsible. So this dude disappears, and then we find him laid out. And the next morning we have to go recount the events of the night.
First
like
off,
an episode
he comes, you bring him upstairs, and he starts telling me that he was asleep on the tarmac. I don't know where the fuck he thought he was.
Oh my god, he thought miles
past
away.
The pool thing?
Okay,
yay, Dan in the chat says someone should have drawn a chalk outline,
and that's exactly what I wanted to do: is make it a fucking crime scene investigation, legitimate. Like this is where we found him. He was dead, and then we resuscitated him. This guy thought he walked from where we were at that hotel all the way to the tarmac at Stewart Airport.
Which is like 2 miles
and away. And late. Yeah, we're nowhere near
at
it.
Least.
We're no Dude, at like least. We're several miles away. He thought he laid out in the middle of what is that called? Where they land.
Tarmac. The runway?
The runway. Yeah. He thought he was laid out in the middle of a runway where planes are going to be actively taking off and landing.
Fuck. There's a giant plane in the sky. Shoot it. Shoot it.
We can't stop here. This is Cessna country.
Because Stewart has a Cessna.
They do now.
They do now. He was also relatively annoying all night. I mean, he was so drunk. He was one of these, like, I love you drunk, but, like, he was trying to talk. He's close talking to me. He's hiccuping.
Was the guy called a cunt?
Yes.
At the roast?
He's, like, hiccuping me. He's hiccuping. I'm like, bro, you're going
to
fall.
He's trying to make it relatable to the audience.
Just sit down. Sit down. And they did, no, man. And then he kept asking me to do shots and then yelling at how much of a pussy I was. And I'm like, no, I've had enough shots. I'm good. I got to drive home sometime tonight.
And you're barely standing and you're staying upstairs.
Right, like, right.
And you want me to do shots?
You're 57 years old. You should slow down, brother.
Sure is. But, yeah. I mean, I want to hear more, but I don't because I'm getting more and more angry at myself for not staying.
Well, we ended up in a room.
Two people got... That
sounded vaguely sexy.
Two people got stuck in the elevator.
Two people got stuck in the elevator?
Well, one guy's foot got stuck in the elevator. One guy, I think his whole body got stuck. BJ had to force the door off his friend that got stuck.
How do you get stuck?
Because he was drunk and went in too slow, and it just closed on him.
No, but the doors have sensors. They don't shut.
Well, it didn't shut too hard, but hard enough that he couldn't move and it hurt. He couldn't get out.
But it stayed shut on his leg?
Yeah, it stayed. Yeah.
Did it move? Was it moving? Was it like a horror movie?
No, but the foot went into the groove. So the
Final Destination?
The foot was like flush against the wall.
Just see a fucking ankle fall down. Blood spray.
Then I heard a story where one of the bridesmaids and the person she was eventually going to fuck were in the elevator. They didn't realize they hadn't pressed a button, so now 5-10 minutes goes by, and they're
sorry,
just standing.
Sorry, how many people were in the elevator?
Just them.
Okay.
So anyway, he starts fingering her. I'm not there. I heard the story. He's fingering her. Someone eventually presses the button, so when it opens, he's just finger-popping her, and that's what they
What's
see.
Up?
And then they don't get in. The door closes, and they go to their...
We'll take the next one.
Like pubic hair ended up in Shannon's room. I mean,
he just pulls his finger out. I'll get that.
How hard was he fingering her? What do you mean pubic hair ended up in the room?
One of Shannon's friends was gonna bang a guy.
The buzzer story from before.
She tells Shannon
thanks.
What am I gonna do about my pussy? So she goes to Shannon's room, shaves her bush. The bush is everywhere in her room.
Why would you not plan for that?
That's what I said.
Well, a weed whacker just shoots shit everywhere. It's just
me and Dave go upstairs. We change. We come out of a room and we find an orchid and a pair of pantyhose just laying
strewn
in the
across the middle of the hallway. An orchid and a pair of pantyhose that have obviously been not fresh out of the package. Like these were torn off of somebody on the way to the elevator.
Possibly
from the elevator
they
to
were getting
the finger room.
Popped. Probably because they were getting finger blasted in the elevator.
What's the number to call?
It's 845-228-8897. Are we possibly going
to
have
Shannon is going to try to call in.
All right.
Ooh, the bride herself.
Wunderbar.
228-8897. Nice.
Yeah, hopefully she can maybe make it down next week in studio. Just to beat this dead horse for another week.
Yay.
Make you more sad that you didn't go.
Yeah.
She's going to have even more stories.
I'm an emotional cutter. It's no secret.
There was one point.
Look at the girls. There was one point where we're trying to.
So the room.
I just dodged a bullet recently. By the way, we can get into that later.
Cool. The room next to
a cutter story.
Oh boy.
No. Another psycho. Same psycho. But go ahead.
Let's hold on to that till after the wedding because we got psycho story.
Yeah.
The room next to the room next to me and Dave's ended up being a rave. There was music playing and lights flashing. Like he had a light show. And he turned off all the lights.
Piles of drugs.
I swear, there was a light show. It was.
No,
it was
I mean that.
It was
I've seen it.
It was hey, let's cram a boogie nights party.
It was literally
into.
I walked into the room and I was like, "Jack, it's my fucking giant cock, Jack. I want to fuck somebody. Who's it gonna be, Jack? Who's it gonna be?"
We have
someone, no Jack, here, bro,
on the Skype machine.
Oh,
hello, cousin Joe. Show.
Hey, you guys.
Oh, hang up.
Hi, Shannon.
Hi, everybody.
Hey.
Hello, Shannon.
We had fun at your party.
Yeah.
I'm so glad. I'm very, very mad that you weren't there as well, Joe, because you would have had an amazing time.
I know. Why don't we just throw another party?
Shit got crazy fast.
Hmm? What?
Shit got crazy fast.
Yes.
I bet.
Yes.
I bet.
Next
can we
wedding.
Make a party
next
this
marriage.
Weekend?
Just next,
pretend
yeah,
it's
next,
for an
next
occasion.
Marriage.
A sexy party.
We should have a ridiculous party.
We should go out more.
I'm I just want to do this every 6 months.
Oh, I was thinking once every.
Well,
six
it's
days,
gonna end in 90
6 months.
Dave. So your next marriage, we could do it again.
Yeah, no, I found out actually last night that my son
he already
told
got
Dan
file papers. Oh.
Oh, yeah.
That it was only going to last 4 years because who wouldn't be tired of fucking BJ in 4 years?
That's what Shannon's son told us. A group of me, Steph, Paul, I think, was there.
That is Ross, a well-informed child.
How old is this young man?
He's like, I think 13, something like that. He's like, I give it about 4 years. I think that's about how long it's going to take before she gets tired of fucking BJ. I'm like, all right, cool, man. All right.
Oh, my God.
All right.
The dopest 13-year-old in the world. Like, you got insight for days.
He was just like, psst, whatevs.
I'm so proud.
He's very smart, obviously.
But,
and intuitive.
Yeah. I was going to say, I'm very intuitive. Yeah. Exactly.
Things were weird. And there were other things. I don't know if the guys mentioned it or not, but like people were just getting like fingered in the elevator, and like people were
normal
getting
blowies
wedding. Out in the woods. It was just like
a shit show everywhere. There was a blowjob in the woods?
Oh. The one that you saw them walk out.
Oh, that's where they went to the
woods? Yeah, the blowjob you saw.
They went to the woods.
I thought they just stood next to the pool.
No, they went to
the woods. I could have gone out there. Oh. I thought the pool area was totally off limits while she was blowing
Shannon,
someone.
You have no idea how much I regret having to leave. I was just hearing all this is fucking killing me.
No, so we'll just have to,
then
like,
staying
for,
there would have
for
killed
much
me
less
literally,
money,
probably.
Just skip the whole wedding reception well, part, and we
yeah.
just have hotel parties. Like,
exactly.
Yes.
Everyone have a hotel
exactly.
party.
I'll chip in.
All right,
everybody
awesome.
Should,
I'm down
not just for that.
That.
No, we should all pick like a weekend where we can go on a Saturday night, not have shit to do Sunday or whatever the hell it is,
party.
And then just ball out Saturday night and a Sunday. Recover Sunday, and then Monday feel like shit at work too, and then Tuesday be okay at work.
No, I think this is great. We should all have a midlife crisis together.
Yes. Aren't we ready?
No. I'm so about this. I'm about this life.
Mal in the chat wants to know if I can go on your honeymoon with you.
Yeah, we don't have one planned yet, but I assume
okay,
it'll
so the honeymoon's
going to
be a hotel party.
Giant hotel party.
Settled.
Boom. There we go.
Okay.
Boom.
All right.
Yeah.
Montego
we
Bay.
We all just like
Shannon.
Take a cruise together and get stranded in international waters or something.
That's true.
No laws.
It'll be like a very special
out.
Episode of the Cousin Joe show.
You can have your dick out the whole time, Joe, and it won't
yeah.
be frowned upon.
It'll broadcast.
Yeah. Yeah, there's no laws
it'll
against you
like
having your dick out
the
for like
the Bell
hour.
Kids go to Hawaii.
Oh, speaking of my dick. I never say that on the show.
Not once this episode.
Did you enjoy your scrapbook? Did it come as a surprise?
I loved my scrapbook.
Oh, good.
And I never saw like the photo booth guy.
I couldn't
just,
believe
like,
how cool
was
he was.
Cause... scared. He was so terrified bringing it up to me, like as if because he didn't know me, so he
right.
thought maybe like a typical bride, this would like ruin her wedding.
Yeah.
So he's like, I just want to warn you, it's kind of X-rated. I'm like, oh, thank God.
Right when we walked in,
what did he say to us up front?
Before he was about to close the curtain and
he heard us talking, I think.
Yeah.
No, it wasn't that. I'm so subtle, I started unzipping my pants before he shut the curtain, and he goes, if you guys are going to take your... If you could take your dick out or something, this is going to go in the album. I'm like, yeah.
That's the thing.
No, Joe was like, no, that's the plan.
But it went in the album because he made you. Like, he said, no, now you have to glue it in there, buddy. He insisted that it go in there.
Oh,
too.
Yeah, no, he couldn't have
it
been cooler.
It didn't have to go in. He insisted.
Oh, yeah, no, he also, yeah, he gave it the option. Do you want this to go
in?
Oh,
he did say that.
Yeah,
oh,
yeah, and
he
I said,
made...
oh, yeah. And he did.
Nice.
And
of course.
I wrote something above it, I forget, but yeah.
You know, when you can't find a Hallmark card that says what you're really trying to say.
Just break your dick out in a photo booth.
A picture's worth a thousand words, really. So it's good to know how you guys feel.
It's love is what the feeling was, obviously.
It really is. And we all express it differently. And I recognize that in you.
It was warm love.
It was
Ian
very, it
knows
was,
how
it
warm.
Was, my hand.
It was so warm.
I was holding his balls.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I know how Laz had just like interjects that as if like somehow somebody made him.
No, Joe, no. I don't want... Oh.
I held his balls to show you how much I care about you, Shannon.
Well, to show you how much I care about you, Shannon, my tippy toes hurt because I had to lunge up so my dick was in the frame of the camera because it wasn't really, you know, meant
Joe's
to be aimed.
Dick couldn't
at
look like a dick. It had to look like a necktie.
Well, I, you know, had to be in the shot.
That means so much.
Yeah, I did it just for you.
Joe's wearing two ties that night.
And BJ.
Yeah. And so, you know, sometimes we all have to get our dick into awkward positions for BJ. So.
Oh, you got,
bravo.
Do you have a dick? You just got so much honor. Did BJ, he didn't mind what I wrote in the wedding card, did he?
No, we were dying laughing.
Right,
he thought it was hysterical. If he wasn't upset about anything that Laz said at the roast, how could he be upset about what you wrote in that card?
Okay. That is true.
Good.
Seriously.
I think we've all just ascertained that BJ's a good sport.
He's such a good sport.
Oh, no, but that's the thing. He's such a nice guy that it's like I can't tell if he's hiding being annoyed.
Well, we don't know. With guys like him, like he's just going to snap one day and kill everybody, or he's not. So time will tell.
Hopefully it's just you. You know? Hopefully.
It's more of that love
flowing
around.
We'll see. We'll see about that.
Well, because if you kill the head, the body dies. You know, so
science, everyone, science.
All her Instagram followers die with her.
I don't know who guest 889081 is, but they put it looked like Ian was trying to pull gum off of Joe's pants.
Reveal yourself.
That's fantastic.
Shit.
But no, I loved everything. I was so happy to have you guys there. I only wish that you, Joe, could have been more a part of the debauchery that
came
later.
Believe me, I do too.
Ooh, Maul says BJ sounds like the blackest white guy. He has a cool voice. You don't know BJ that well.
Yeah, apparently you have never seen BJ's pictures.
He is the whitest whitey of all the whites.
I guess she's going by because he called in the other week? Right.
What do you do? He called in and he's like, yeah, motherfucker.
Wow,
getting married
to
this bitch.
His head up.
Yeah, what's up?
Yeah.
He's going to go around talking like Barry White.
Oh,
I don't
baby.
Need this in my life.
I got my dick sucked in the elevator on my wedding night. Oh, yeah.
And everywhere
I love
else.
You guys. Get back to doing your thing. I'll be watching you.
Oh, it's BJ Cook. That's who the guest is. It's BJ.
Oh, God.
All right, Shannon, thanks for calling. You're welcome to come in studio next week if you want, whenever.
Awesome. I'd love to. I'll see you guys soon.
All right. Bye, sweetie.
All right.
Bye, Shannon.
Bye.
Later. That's what professionals do. They put guests live on the air. So you guys want to take a break? What do you think?
Good. I think we've exhausted the wedding for the most part. I can't think of any more stories.
Do you want to, speaking of being professional, do you want to play any of our videos from the roaster?
I mean, we can,
Ian's.
Maybe.
On break?
Ian's was
play
good.
Play Ian's.
Okay.
Because honestly, you had a good, like, you didn't have any jokes that missed, and I think that yours would be a good
Ian's.
Representation of the
well,
whole thing.
Fantastic. I just lost
and wait,
I'm
you were, wait, were you the first or the second?
I'm sorry.
I was six. I was seven.
Seven.
I was seven.
Yeah, and then I went.
That
right
just shows
you
how unmemorable the first six were. Where it's like, were you first or second? I was seven.
We almost went in a row.
Right, so seven. That's right. Seven, eight.
And then I think Meg was in between
and
two 12? Of us. Yeah.
And that was just in the bathroom. Whoa!
Hey-o!
All right. So, we'll go to break with Ian's stand up at the roast prior to the wedding, just 2 days before, right? Mm-hmm. 3 days. Who gives a shit when? But here it is. You're checking out the Cousin Joe Show, Dave Satesick and Ian Lazarus in studio, right here on More Like Radio. Back in a few.
Hey, gentlemen, all right, you guys ready for your next comic? Next comic coming to the stage, the host of the, what the fuck is it called? Laugh It Up, Open Mic, and also some podcast I don't fucking pay attention to that Shannon's on, too. Give it up for Ian Lazarus, everybody!
Ross and Joey! I'm here, guys. Guys, what can I say that Shannon and BJ haven't already in an annoying fucking meme? Shannon, let me tell you something. Here's some advice about this marriage. Ready? Don't look at it as gaining a husband or a best friend. Look at it as losing a father. Thank you. Thank you. You know, Shannon's like a sister to me. Shannon is really like a sister to me. Especially if we lived in the South. Shannon and I are so, we really are very close. We're so close that in fact, you can tell we discussed me being a bridesmaid. But clearly that became impossible because I didn't meet the weight requirement. When I first met Shannon, stay with me. When I first met Shannon, she was firmly against marriage. And now, just 2 short years later, she is still firmly against marriage. BJ Shore and I, let them hear, let the group hear. BJ Shore and I have, you know, some of you guys may know we've had our ups and downs.
The same can be said for me and Shannon's knees and head. And her son. Wait. He just has doubts. As long as Shannon's laughing. Here's a riddle.
Here's a riddle.
What do you get when you can't have the man of your dreams? PJ Snow, everybody! But no, for real though. I'm not sure if you guys know, BJ's actually a very talented musician. He was in the orchestra in high school. He played second fiddle. I haven't seen this much settling since the Pilgrims went to Plymouth Rock. Thank you. Hey, anybody listen to the Loose Loose podcast? Anyone hear that? With Shannon as a co-host and myself? Yeah. BJ told a story, well, Shannon told a story about BJ having shit on his dick and she blew him. BJ has almost more shit on his dick than Patrick Rabel. Fart in here? Oh, it's just BJ's balls. Or Shannon's breath. Or Ryan Dalton's act. Thank you. Well, rumor does have it that Shannon and I had a tryst, a couple of years ago. And another rumor has it that I only lasted about 12 seconds. And that may be true, but in fairness, that is 2 seconds longer than it took BJ to propose to her. I gotta say this too. I think it's pretty cool that BJ is actually gonna be wearing a tuxedo at the wedding. So for once, Shannon could stand behind his coattails. Alright. Shannon's kinda like a used car. Listen, she still has great headlights, and there's room for 5 to sit comfortably in the front. Not to mention how much junk she can fit in her trunk. But she needs constant waxing, has high emissions, and it's almost impossible to trust a car with that many miles. But really, if anything goes wrong, it really is BJ's fault. Because you should look at the car. Fuck. You should look at the whore facts. Sorry. Let me do one more thing. I never saw one. Everyone knows that Shannon has corrupted BJ Schnorr since they've been together. I mean, when we first met him, he was the kindest, sweetest, nicest man you're gonna meet. But now, he's the kindest, sweetest man you're gonna meet who's got a wife that's a cunt. Yeah. Guys, thank you very much. Congratulations, I love you guys.
Give it up for Ian, everybody. Good job.
crowd.
Back with the Cousin Joe Show on More Like Radio. A little more Pearl Jam. You're welcome. Not just because I love Pearl Jam, as does Ian, but they're playing this weekend. It's topical. I have an excuse. I seem to always find an excuse, don't I, Dan?
Yeah.
Thank you. They're playing the Madison Square Garden Sunday night and Monday night. I am going to both because if you know anything about Pearl Jam, first of all, congratulations on your good taste. And secondly, they change up the set list where they won't repeat more than, like, what, 5 songs out of 30?
Right.
Knowing the fans fly in and see them both nights. And
especially a show like MSG, man. That's a major venue show. But you're not going to have
a major award.
This is going to be my first time sitting behind the stage. I've never done it before.
I sat behind the stage at MSG for Billy Joel, and it was fine. It's a perfect view. It's right there.
And I'm sure there's screens.
Everywhere.
Right? I don't know.
But my big
in the corners, right?
Oh yeah, this screen.
My biggest, I don't want to say fear like a faggot. My biggest concern, is that better? Is the sound isn't as good behind the stage.
No, the speakers
every bit as good, man. The acoustics in the arena.
Same kind of speaker stacks right behind.
Yeah. That's what absolutely.
I wasn't sure. Cool. All right, settled. And if it's not, I'll have a better time when I'm in front.
Joe and I will be there both nights.
That's right.
Both nights, baby.
You're gonna set up some simultaneous recording, some projects. Indeed. It's sexy. Hi, BJ, in the chat, by the way. I didn't know that was you before. Just being nice and saying hi to someone.
Hello, BJ.
Hi.
That's all. And everyone else in the chat, morelikeradio.com/live.
Where you should be, too.
morelikeradio.com/live. Where we're hanging out.
Chilling.
And we have some topical news. I believe this just occurred today.
It's breaking?
Dan, it's breaking.
Breaking.
It's breaking news, Dan.
Breaking news.
Dan. Okay. Thank you. It's not officially breaking unless we hear this. All right, turn it off. Now.
Yeah. That's a long clip. How long is that fucking clip?
So long.
Dan will tell you. He has a screen in front of him. He doesn't pay attention to it. He's still looking. But so am I for the.
You guys carry on.
Okay, I found it. You don't have to look anymore, Dan.
It's 1:08.
Thank you very much.
Wow.
Foley plane crash. Folly. That's dedication to your folly work when you want to get some sound effects of a plane crash. Get it? Because you can. Okay, never mind. Okay, yeah, thanks.
Oh.
We'll get right to the story. Oh, fuck. I wish we had room for a studio audience.
Could you imagine if we set up bleachers, like, back in that corner?
Just be staring at us, like, what the fuck is wrong with
us? All two of them, yeah. Forget that idea. Scrap that.
We need an applause light in a corner. Like, not like they're not going to know when to applaud.
That sign says applesauce. No, I'm kidding. It says applause.
You can fit four people. You can fit four people and one person blowing you. That's just to the audience.
This is exciting.
Never had that before.
That sign says applesauce.
You don't get the reference.
Is that from? That's Curb Your Thing. Enthusiasm. What's that from?
Close. Larry Sanders.
Yeah, Larry Sanders. Well,
okay.
Jeffrey Tambor. This is exciting, isn't it? Okay. Ian, you got it, right?
I got it.
Thank you. I need someone to get it.
Is that shit buffering?
Yep.
That's a long buffer, son.
What's up with your dial-up, son?
I'm going to reload.
And, hey, what happened?
Your Prodigy is all fucked up.
It's Netscape.
First on board, a fiery plane crash near the Foley Airport.
An Asian woman and a black guy in the news. This is
surveillance video from a nearby business.
Oh, tell us what happened, Nora.
Well, you see what happened was.
Oh, thank you. Please get out of my store.
I just watched Flight, and you know, Denzel was able to flip that shit around, and I thought, well, if he could do it.
Yo, I rode that plane.
I said, yo, let me put this shit upside down. Like vertical, but not vertical. You know what I mean? We vertical in the sky.
That would be horizontal, sir.
That's horizontal. But that's what we were doing. We was vertical, horizontal.
That's great. If you're not going to buy anything, you get out, though.
Yeah, but I'm trying to buy myself a pack of papers, some blunts.
Can I get change? I got to use a payphone.
Nah. Out my store. You get out my store.
All right, I'll buy this Coca-Cola.
Coca-Cola, not enough. To use restroom.
Restroom.
But the change for the soda, that's not enough for
the payphone.
There's
two silly people doing cocaine in there.
You leave now.
I'm going to give up on trying to do falling down references. No one's getting it. Fine. Oh.
That's not obscure enough.
Wow.
It isn't. Everyone should remember one scene in that movie from 25 years ago.
It was 22.
Five. A fiery plane crash near the Foley Airport is caught on camera. Surveillance video from a nearby business captured these incredible images of the crash.
I love this. I love this woman run down. Plane immediately burst abruptly stop and go, oh, isn't like I do, and runs back inside. Oh, wait, I'm feeling the heat from this fucking jet fuel.
Oh, my God.
I think I should turn around.
The end of Maury's on. I got to see if he's the father.
Flames when it hit an oak tree. Seconds later, the entire aircraft goes up in flames. Remarkably, the pilot escaped the burning wreckage with only minor injuries to his hand. News 5's Pat Peterson was the first reporter on the scene and has an update tonight on the Baldwin County beat.
Right, so
Foley business owner Aubrey Morris heard the plane crash before he saw it.
And all of a sudden, I heard a big boom, looked out, I thought a tornado hit.
Oh, no. I thought one of them there blue sky tornadoes hit.
I didn't even know what happened. I thought it was an apocalypse.
By the way, behind him, Little Bitty's towing is just so south. So southern. Yeah, Little Bitty's towing there.
By the way, there is a phone number there, so somebody might be able to call Little Bitty's towing is all that I'm saying.
Boom.
That's
boom.
All that I'm saying. Fucking that's all that I'm
boom,
saying.
Boom. Fucking boom. Ian Lazarus, baby.
God, I love the way you think. Dan's stretching because he knows it's going to be a long night.
Wow.
That was from 2 weeks ago.
Oh.
Pizza box in the corner. Okay. Well, let's do the story first, and then maybe we'll see if we could talk to this gentleman.
The story, I forgot.
Who toast things.
That's the different gentleman.
Only Little Bitty things.
I seen a plane in a tree.
A Cessna 421 twin-engine clipped a few trees over Morris's business and slammed into a massive oak just feet from his front door.
That's the same chick who ran out. It's the same shirt.
The plane burst into flames on impact. Seconds later, the entire aircraft was on fire.
Betty Morris Johnson brought marshmallows to the flames.
There was no way the pilot would still be alive.
Yeah, I thought all the poor dudes gone, man.
All four dudes are gone, man?
Wait, what?
That was like really morbid. All four dudes are gone, man. It's not even supposed to describe corpses. All four dudes are gone.
That wasn't exactly
a they're gone. We're going to have to harvest this.
Account. Wait.
This movement, a glimmer of hope that sent Morris and several other witnesses running to the twisted wreckage.
Too? And then all of a sudden I seen the door come open a little bit.
The pilot, Russell Smith, was alive and tumbled out of the burning plane.
She was on fire and I was in a hurry to get out because I saw that.
Am on fire?
I saw that I was about to die in a flaming apocalypse of flaming metals.
Out of the cockpit door to get out.
The door.
Smith quickly pulled to safety.
It's a door.
What were you thinking when you were going down?
Oh, hell's breaking loose. It happened so quick.
Okay, I want that on my soundboard.
Yeah. Thank you, Richard Pryor, for a fucking title for your next movie with Gene Wilder. I was breaking loose.
Did you think you were
going to
die?
Yeah, I really did. I thought it was all over with.
Incredibly, Smith escaped with only a cut on his hand.
Oh, did you go to the hospital or a doctor later?
No, I'm going home, take a shower, and put the burn arm on my hands and lay down.
You probably got nice
Yeah,
did you see the cut of his hand?
I ain't
going
to go to the hospital.
I'm going to go home. My wife is going to amputate my hand.
Amputate. I got to get home, make sure she ain't fucking that poo boy again.
She's going to go pour peroxide on like an axe wound. Fucking idiot.
I would do things here myself.
Smith was more worried about losing his shoes.
I come out of them.
This ain't the Bronx, dude. He didn't ride a subway in the Bronx.
He's worried about losing his shoes.
I can replace.
My shoes and my palm skin fell off.
These was my grandpappy's shoes. so they have a special place in my heart.
And I'll bring my shoes and my fingernails with me so I have them.
Sore for a few days.
Don't
God.
Be sure at
I
me.
Right in that mess.
It obviously could have been a lot worse. On the Baldwin County beat, Pat Peterson, News 5.
Amazing. Russell Smith says he's been a pilot amazing. For about 50 years and has never
neck?
Had an
that's
accident
a,
or
like
a mishap. The FAA is investigating. Agents will return to the crash site south of Foley Airport tomorrow. Follow.
Okay.
Frava, Fravity.
Does anybody need something towed? Like a,
I think we do.
Like a, what was the name of it?
Bitties, little bitties.
Itty bitty, little bitty,
little bitties. Little bitties.
Okay, itty bitties. All right,
little bitties.
Little bitties.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Oh.
You're not gonna ask about the tornado? You're gonna try to get something towed?
Both.
Little towing.
Hi, I need something towed in a tornado.
Where?
Yeah, in there. I mean, it's a little windy. There's things flying around. You ever seen Twister? Wasn't that good? Miss Biddy?
Hello? No.
Oh, well, it's a good flick. It's kind of underrated. No nudity, so it's kind of, you know. Hello?
Okay.
Okay.
And is this concerning...
A tow hitch, yes.
Okay.
My girlfriend has itty-bitty titties.
Okay, I'm sorry for you.
So is she, and that's why she's dead. I need you to tow her. To the nearest landfill, please.
Okay, I think you might need to call a hearse.
I beat her to death with a piece of the plane craft. I saw your husband, I'm assuming, on the news, who survived. He was giving his account. He's a very intelligent gentleman, and it made me want to do business with your company.
Okay.
Yes, it is. I'm
glad.
Glad
for that.
You're sorry for that?
No, I'm glad for that.
Oh, good. I'm glad too. Praise the Lord. So, do you think you can come down?
I'm sure where
you do the towing yourself with your giant turkey arms?
No, sir, I do not.
Oh, then I'm a bad judge of voice characters. Okay. I apologize. So, what are we going to do with this dead...
You apologize for more than that.
No, I don't, though.
I'm sure you don't.
You want to see my cock?
If you'd like to show it to me.
What's your number? Your cell number, I could text it.
You called it.
Oh, this is your cell? All right. I'll text it to you. And I'll just... actually, you know what? I'll send a video. I'll whack off over my dead girlfriend's corpse.
You go ahead.
That I need towed. Ma'am, you are a delight.
So are you, sir.
Thank you so much.
I'm so glad I got to talk to you today.
You sound like it. Is your pussy wet?
Come and find out.
Ooh. Ooh. You shave it? I know a wedding party that you borrow clippers from. Hello?
Oh, she's rubbing it on the hair.
Do you know you're being recorded and...
So are you, asshole.
No, I think that would be you.
No, it's both of us. I assure you.
No, I didn't call anyone.
No, we're both being recorded. Just trust me.
So,
what's the weather like in Alabama?
And what's the weather like where you are?
Wet like your pussy.
Oh.
Mm, yeah. Oh, fuck.
Must be raining.
Yeah.
Or maybe it's dry.
Yeah. Oh, your pussy's dry? Mm. Did you just come?
Is this what... Do you get off on this?
Yeah.
I'm sorry. You need to have
I'm like
mental...
20 seconds away from coming. Just tell me more about your desert cunt. Please. And your retarded husband who's on the news.
You know, you are so cruel. What possesses you to even talk like this?
The video I saw of your dumb husband.
Well, you don't know my husband, so how can you say that?
Put him on the phone. Why are you still on the phone? Jesus Christ, you're retarded. You're more retarded than your husband. I'm assuming the news crew said we need an eyewitness. No. We're going to go with the less retarded. Where's your husband? God, you are fucking dumb. Good night, madam. Good night. And good luck with your shitty towing and your dry cunt. Good night.
I hope I made your day.
Fuck.
Sir.
What? What?
I said I hope I made your day.
You did. I just came. Thank you for the orgasm.
You're welcome.
All right. Bye, honey. Finally, she hung up. Oh, my God.
She wanted to debate the logistics of her pussy being
wet.
That
was the slowest... That was the slowest prank call I've ever made.
This is really slow there. Jesus.
Wow.
You don't even know my husband. He manages, you're right, Dan.
Is this as bad as you thought it would be?
Yeah.
He manages a 24-hour Hess station.
Dan doesn't like when I do live prank calls. What?
I don't know. The way you guys react to the rush is like the opposite for me. Like, I just get this, rush. I don't know.
I felt, because the fact that she didn't fight back made it so cruel.
Yeah. Like, you feel bad for her, right?
She was just punching a sleeping child.
She's like, that's not fun?
She's like, just so you know, sir, you're being recorded. And you're like, no, bitch, you've been recorded. She's like, no, it's you. And you're like, no, it's both of us, motherfucker. Both being recorded right now. It's going to be archived.
Rose says this is not Tinder. How'd you know that's how I talk to girls on Tinder? Well, they seem to like it in the chat. Mal did.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I thought it was fun.
It was fun.
I think I brought joy to her establishment. That's how I rationalize it.
She's going
to
watch the rest of Hee Haw now.
So Steph says she sends love letters to Stephen Avery.
I fucking love Steph.
Oh, fuck. That is brilliant. Oh,
I think he was innocent.
Thank you for saving that, Steph. That was fucking funny. Shit. Oh, all right. Well, next story we have. Dan was crossing his fingers, has no phone number attached to it whatsoever.
Yes. Oh, this is a silly article, Joe.
Is it?
It is.
Okay.
First off, I love how adults, the news, like where we get our news from, I love that they can talk to their readers like they are adults, like human beings.
Mm-hmm.
Like, but not sure. Treating them like children or anything like that.
They don't
pander,
right? Like, no. It's like you want to speak to them like adults.
No, it's, yeah. And so anyway, I'm sorry. I just wanted to plug them real quick. Let me get to the headline. I don't want to go. A couple boinks at subway stop, and it's a bumpy ride.
They did what?
They boinked, Joe.
Boinking. That means they had sexual intercourse, correct?
No, they boinked, Joe.
Oh, I'm sorry. I misunderstood.
You know the difference between intercourse and boinking?
We can't disrupt...
You can't have these conversations, then?
We can't disrupt the children, all right? The children can't hear these things. They don't know... Boinking is code. They can't figure it out.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh,
they're just... It's like when you spell out, that they're going to bed.
So would that be the B word?
We're going to put in the B-E-D. It's like, oh, what's boinking? It just goes right over their head.
Right.
Like a joke in a Pixar movie. They can't figure it out.
Or call to a towing place.
Yeah, or that.
I don't know why you still calling me shitty slicker.
Hey, I had fun.
You don't even know my husband, stranger on the other end of the telephone.
That's when I felt bad, by the way, real quick, is when she confirmed it was her husband in the interview.
I don't understand this magic anyways.
Like, oh, man.
What kind of witchcraft is you calling me on that's attached to a cord in my kitchen sink?
I don't get pictures in this
refrigerator. We're recording you out of the drain. How did you know that was my husband, feller?
They got TVs where you is in heaven?
Is you calling from the future looking at one of them multi-screen pictures?
What we do in the future? Look at multi-screen pictures, Loretta.
Loretta.
Oh, man.
No.
Okay, so the boinking.
Yeah, boinking.
couple boinks at Subway stop, and it's a bumpy ride.
Do tell.
Not safe for work, by the way. It warns us that it's not safe for work.
Mom wants to know if it's Zeus.
If what?
Is it Zeus?
Zeus.
Greek god.
I just read it, okay.
If they're trying to keep their relationship underground, they have the wrong idea.
Because it was on Subway.
Subway, Joe. Subway, you guys. It was Subways tend to be underground. And they were having intercourse on the Subway.
Intercourse on the
And then the
Subway? Somebody was dying in the front of that track. Did you hear that guy wheezing for his last breath?
Tom DeLuise.
Well, inhaled a bunch of plane smoke.
Jet fuel. It burned steel, lungs, all that shit. You conspiracy theorist fuck.
I want to know about the boinking.
Amorous pair at a Barcelona subway station was filmed apparently having sex. I'm sorry. I mean boinking.
Yes.
While passengers walked by, according to outlets. The late Saturday public platform Nookie section, boinking, has not gone unnoticed by the law, L. Huffington Post reports. What's L. Huffington Post?
The Spanish version.
That is the Huffington Post.
Buenos dias. Is all the news. Muy bueno.
Authorities are trying to track them down, and they could face incivility charges, an official told L. Huffington Post.
Incivility, Joe.
What the fuck?
It means you fucked up and had some kind of nookie or boinking in a subway station.
So it's
this
like,
fella did it all for the nookie.
What?
The nookie.
What about the cookie?
You can stick that in your yay. Shouldn't know those lyrics.
But we all do.
Spirit of Ryan Dalton possessed a room.
On the possibility that the encounter was not actual intercourse, but a simulated performance. Who would do that? Us. The two could face penalties, L. Huff Post. Oh, it's L. Huff Post for short. Noted. Whatever the case may be, these two don't need a metro pass. They need a room. Because when you're having
or an elevator,
sometimes people will say, get a room, so they wouldn't need a pass.
Right.
So they would ride.
Now, is this video of the boinking? Is that what we have here?
I hope so. Oh, yeah, there you go. They're boinking. And someone filmed it correctly.
It's in Barcelona.
See? They're not exactly being subtle. He's got her bent over a bench, right?
Yeah, it seems to be a...
it seems to be a bench of some sort.
Is he doing a hair flip?
Oh.
Wow.
Wow.
People are walking by and he's totally unfazed.
He's having a good
time. I'm not sure if she's conscious or not.
Jesus Christ. Everybody's watching. Like, the whole subway station is, like, recording and watching.
I was going to say, well, up until now, no one's even noticed. At least these guys are noticing.
This guy's like, I got to get a better shot.
Yeah, he's like, yeah. I got to photobomb that shit on some World Star Hip Hop.
Oh, there we go.
Oh, he's just pumping away.
Oh, now it's missionary. Right?
See.
I have to narrate the positions.
This is called boring version.
I'm surprised this hasn't been kicked off of YouTube yet. Honestly.
It's
Yes, everyone. We're just watching people fuck on the radio. That's what we're doing.
This is what live radio is like.
You guys want to watch fucking with us?
You think what?
Hey, hey!
Up next, Sexo Metro Bar.
Oh! What the fuck? What the?
This story is 2 days old, and they have a tribute video.
Look at this.
With almost 2,000 views in a day and a half.
That's impressive. It's almost as many as the Fred Herbert calls I don't do. Oh, that's adorable.
That's sweet.
So now how does the story end, Dan?
The guy came.
That's it, yeah. He tucked his dick back in his pants and went home to his homely wife. It's Barcelona. That's what they
go
do.
Go toe someone.
With his turkey arms.
Oh. So, that's the latest news from Barcelona.
Barcelona.
We got people fucking in Barcelona. I can't say that. I'm sorry. They've been boinking.
You're fired.
Okay. Here's a t-shirt.
You want to wanna talk about drones?
Yeah, I did.
You want to talk about drones?
I like segways.
Oh, good for you.
I'm good at transitions.
Oh, good for you.
I have to go piss. And I don't want to take another break. You want to start the...
No, it's a vidya.
It's an article, too.
It's got a vidya.
Fine, I'll...
Almost. Well, why don't we do... We'll do this and then you go make pee-pee. So we'll take a break.
Oh, okay.
Do you want to take a break?
Yeah.
Take a break.
All right, I want to play some stand-up?
Okay.
All right. Am I killing the flow?
No.
Well, you're about to create a flow.
You got a flow.
I knew that was
floor.
Coming. I knew that was coming.
Just being so in that Gatorade bottle. Don't you have one?
Not any Meyer. Jesus Christ.
Not Urban Meyer. English hard. He's a coach.
This is coming to my brain. All right. This is a quick Stanhope clip. Which checking out the Cousin peeps. Joe show. Stay tuned for Drone Talk. I promise it's better than just that. Okay. Things are not what they seem. I read that on a t-shirt once.
Thank you, Cousin Joe.
Oh, boy.
How dare you sit in Flint, Michigan and say Obamanomics? If you listen to anyone bitch about the economy for long enough, just let them talk, because you'll eventually hear why it's exactly their fault for being greed pigs. And not just like Wall Street people, just dumb fucks at a lunch counter in Flint, Michigan. I'm just a simple man, a simple wife, and four simple children, and I just want honest day's work. You know, Obama's exporting all our jobs overseas. I can't even find work. You go, you sad motherfucker. Hang on a second. Did you just say you have four children? Wait. You have four children in Flint, Michigan? Where I don't think the economy is a new problem here. I think Roger and Me came out in like 1986. Yet you're bitching about Obamanomics is exporting all our jobs. Do you know how much money it costs to raise a kid? The average cost in this country to raise a single child to the age of 17 is now $227,000. Almost $250,000. You have four of the fucking things in Flint, Michigan. I know when that first Ford Tempo first rolled off the assembly line in 87, you said, shit, with quality workmanship like this, I'll never be obsolete. Next time you hear some sad sack on 60 Minutes bitching about how he got fucked over by the economy, instead of children, imagine he said $250,000 toys, fucking boats, and yeah, when I first, yeah, they started laying off people in the late 80s, I made it through the first round of cuts, and I said, baby, I don't know what's going to happen in the future, so let's get a $250,000 Lamborghini, and then I got the pink slip, got a 6-month severance package, so I said, okay, baby, we're really on shaky ground now, we better, yeah, let's get a beach house. And a speedboat, and now I can't even find work because of Obamanomics. My wife's pregnant with $250,000. Who knows what it'll be? I'm a victim. No, you're a gambling addict. You made $1 million wager and you lost. You made $1 million wager on spec with no money in the bank to back it up, and now the mob is coming to take your thumbs, faggot, because that's how the game works. If you want to feel bad for someone in a downturned economy, I'll give you someone. Prostitutes. Because a prostitute doesn't have that same worst case scenario B plan that we all enjoy. No matter how shitty things are going for you on the job. Danny, if they lay off any more people, I'm going to be out on the street sucking dicks for a living. I got nothing else. I'm serious. Hooker doesn't have that same safety net. Hooker's already out there sucking dicks. There is a hooker chugging a cock, a fucking sour milk smelling cock behind a dumpster right now, and she's staring up at your office building thinking, they lay off any more people. More people gonna be out here sucking dicks. It's gonna be a buyer's market. More people out here sucking dicks. I'm gonna have to start doing anal just to compete in the marketplace. Woman my age shouldn't have to do anal. I ain't built right for it no more. I gotta do exercises in the morning. I do squat thrust trying to strengthen up my shit pussy in case this whole thing go bust. Debt ceiling. I'm doing ass kegels every morning. You can't afford to get all loosey-goosey down in your ass pussy. Not in this economy. You get baggy in your shit pussy, you'd be tonguing ass for a living. That ain't proper work for no human being. You tongue ass, you gotta get up early, sugar. Set your alarm clock. Get down to construction site before the boys in the orange vest show up. Wait for them. Take all the toilet paper out the Andy Gum. Wait for them to take that gravelly good morning and Starbucks shit. You hear them scratching around on the fiberglass. You go, there ain't no toilet paper in there, Sugar Plum, but I clean you out real good for $25. That ain't no way for a human being to make a living. Call that getting the blood diamond. Get in there, get the blood diamond. Where Amnesty International now? You do anal, you gotta watch your diet. Can't eat no more gummy bears, no more licorice whips, can't swallow your gum, no more canned cheese, gotta eat Triscuit wafer, get fiber in your diet. You gotta keep regular, princess. You're gonna have regular clientele, you're gonna be regular in your ass pussy. You can't get baggy in your shit pussy in a bad economy. This whole motherfucking economy built on a housing card. First of all, you gotta get this shit, get that Federal Reserve back on a gold standard. What the fuck is that? You got government printing off fiat currency. You're building a whole motherfucking house of cards. It's a charade fiat currency. The consumer got to understand that the currency only have as much value as the consumer have faith in the currency. You got to back that shit up with precious metal, fuckface. Fuck Keynesian economic philosophy. That's what I'm saying to you, Angela. Fuck Keynes and his philosophy. Dig up that dead Jew, Milton Friedman. He's a Nobel Peace Prize winner, motherfucking economic major. You dig up that dead Jew, ask Milton Friedman, dead Jew corpse, what he think about the current economic crisis, and he will tell you, you better strengthen up your shit pussy, baby. Because this whole economy's going down.
Time.
Back with the Cousin Joe Show on More Like Radio. In studio, we have Dave Stasek and Ian Lazarus.
Hello.
And of course, the lovely Dan DiMarino.
Lovely. Oh, you, fresh.
Daniel, you are lovely.
Thank you. This is
sexy.
This story, well, this is one of those ones where me and Joe were just doing prep and saw the headline and said, okay, that one.
That's all I needed.
Without even reading a single word of it. So
and the headline is?
The headline is, Dildo Drone is the flying penis gadget you know you want, not safe for work.
Now you know why I want this.
Uh-huh. It's for when you want to boink yourself.
I have a couple things
yourself
for
a
that.
Right boinking. Mm-hmm. I know you do. I've seen them and I have touched them way more than I should have.
It's right over there.
The must-have gizmo for multitasking masturbators is penetrating the internets.
Looking at this. Go ahead. Keep going.
I don't know how it's even possible. According to the promotional video below, the dildo drone is hands-free, allowing users to simultaneously indulge in other pleasures like eating burgers and drinking beers. So, are we going to see the video?
You know, I want the promo to tell me all about that. This sounds.
Do they have a promo for it as well?
Hold on. That wasn't in the chat. I have to rewind it.
I love how that
people
fucking
need to see that.
That deep southern crunk beat comes on. Like, I think Master P is like
they know how to sell
soundtrack
shit.
On this.
Was that it?
What?
Was that the song?
No.
Was that, oh,
no, we're going to
do it. On the dill drone?
That song?
This is a dill drone? What is this?
Let's find out.
You know, the problem with dildos is that you have to use one or both hands to get the job done. What if I wanted to eat this burger or drink this beer at the same time? You click this button and the dildo drone flies.
Dan, did this article come from The Onion?
No.
Okay.
It came from HuffPost.
Okay.
Oh, well, no, was it El HuffPost or was it...
Well, it's reliable.
Was it the Huffington Post or El HuffPost?
El HuffPost, see. You could
right
use it
to it. And then you do the same thing right between your legs.
Okay, If you're not watching, how do we explain this?
It looks like
some bitch who wants a chalupa.
It looks like the spaceships from Independence Day.
Yes, pink.
With the thing hanging down.
You know those... Like,
I'm back!
Okay, you know those grabber things that old people use? Oh. It's like if one of those was attached to the bottom of a pink drone.
Uh-huh.
And
tickle your G spot, yes. And well, there you have it.
Dildo will find a way. Different movie, I don't care.
It's Goldblum either way. We love it.
Ian and I don't know what it is.
Oh,
I'm upset. There's only 10 seconds left in this promo.
I'm all right.
I need more information, but let's see.
Now I can enjoy three of my favorite things at the exact same time.
Dan, I don't
beer,
think this is a real product.
Burger,
you
dildo.
Sure? You think what?
Well, I mean, we could go to dildodrone.com.
If that's an actual domain name that is owned right now.
No, that's what it said at the end of the video.
Congratulations to the dildodrone.com corporation.
Dave, I didn't know you were part
of it. Why am I on the page for Dildo Drone? Like, dude, I shaved a goatee off like yesterday so I wouldn't be like so prevalent on the show, and now I feel like
But prevalent you are.
But prevalent I are.
Am.
Oh, is
am?
That...
Oh, see, this is all we get. Coming soon. And guess how it's spelled, guys?
It's got a U.
Actually, it says cuming soon.
It's got a U.
It's cuming soon.
It's got a U. Because when someone
comes, coming?
They spell with a U.
Well, are there two M's for coming? Or is that cuming?
They were just trying to be silly.
Why was this created? This video? This website? Why are they paying?
Somebody got bored with their phone.
I think they got hits. They got hits for it.
But then what?
And then?
You think what?
No, and then.
Well, stay tuned to the Cousin Joe Show in the coming weeks for updates on the dildo drone.
The coming weeks, you guys. It's
the
got
cuming
a
weeks.
U. It's got a U in it. Oh, boy.
They did forget an M, didn't they?
They did. Because it's cuming right now.
It's cuming.
Dildo drone, cuming soon.
Cuming soon,
cuming
guys.
Soon if you want our fans in the fjords. It's a Swiss company.
Well, I knew that'd be worth it. So, up next.
Yeah, for sure. It's the dildo drone. Cuming soon.
Here in the
fjords.
Bark, bark, bark.
I don't know what's going on.
Swedish Chef is in studio.
Oh.
And we're done.
Good.
He left.
Thank you.
He was here for a quick cameo. Then he got up and ran.
Joe would like 20 more minutes of that, I know.
I'll make was that a Fred? Mm? Like, that was like the angriest Fred mm ever. I was like,
up next we have.
Moving on, it's lightning round. Spider bites guy's cock. Again, did not read a word of the article. We just saw spider bites guy's cock and we're in.
Again, yes.
Sold.
One of Joe's biggest fears.
Sold.
This is pee-pee getting hurt.
Well, anytime I'm in a public restroom, I cup my prize. With my two hands.
While you're making poo-poos.
My prize. While I make anything. Yes.
I cup my prize.
How do you pee?
Process.
Look it over your hands?
Just through my fingers. Oh, you make a little.
What are you, cigarette? You cigarette your dick?
No.
You let your balls like just drag.
You just
like,
let the here. Lips hang out?
Here. I make, remember like in high school when you make a vagina out of your hands? I do that.
In high school?
Yeah. Remember yesterday when we were doing
yeah,
that?
Yeah, remember yesterday when yeah. I fucked your hands? Joe, it feels real.
I pee on myself.
Dip your hands in the mayo again, please.
It's not mayo. I had to. I know.
That's all right.
I know.
Deadly spider bites man's penis on toilet. Worst fears realized.
Now, okay, I'm assuming this is like Burma or some shit. Where is this?
Sydney, Australia. Well, they do have creepy-ass fucking spiders in Australia.
Yeah, man. Seriously.
Right. You sound like another confirmed. Person just
No, I was here.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, man. Yo. Let me be the first one to tell you, and I'll tell you right now, there are spiders. I will bite your cock and nuts.
Sound like Christopher Lloyd walked in.
Marty, they're going to bite your cock and nuts if you take a shit on their toilets.
Is that your first Christopher Lloyd?
Yeah.
All right. What happened to a construction worker on a portable toilet in Sydney, Australia?
No good or bad, but just, was that your first? Yeah, okay, all right. So, toilets.
That wasn't
got...
impressed. What happened to a construction worker on a portable toilet in Sydney, Australia will make your skin crawl. God knows what it made his skin do. Because the spider was on him, so he probably got a little nervous. The 21-year-old man was bitten on the penis Wednesday by a poisonous redback spider at the job site.
What a dick.
Might as well be a kid.
It's going to be harder for him boinging.
That's traumatizing.
At 21? Yeah.
Just learning how to use it.
Just figuring it out.
All right, maybe.
Maybe he got superpowers afterwards.
Oh, maybe he has super dick. I could shoot that load.
Spider dick.
Spider dick.
He shoots his load. He connects inside of her, and he's like, "Nah, bitch, you ain't going nowhere. Keep fucking you all night."
So it's a rapey spider
in that hoe.
He's spider rapist.
Spider rape. Spider rape. According to a story in the Adelaide Advertiser, paramedics rushed to the scene, but the victim got to the hospital on his own. So the paramedics were just at the scene with no. Nothing there.
He just flung webs.
No specific purpose.
He just showed up and he was already
swamped
the hospital.
Swooped down from a web in the sky.
Keystone cops showed up for him. He somehow managed to get an alternative
in the bathroom of the hospital. That's where it happened.
And the victim was treated and later discharged. Gross.
Discharged.
He had discharge for a week.
Like
was
it's
that
close.
The joke? I'm sorry. Did
I think
miss
that was
the joke?
A joke.
I'm sorry.
Like its close relative, the Black Widow, the female redback has red markings and is toxic. It often lives in urban areas, and results in 250 cases a year in Australia that require anti-venom.
Wait, 250
cases a year?
Of cock
Not
biting?
Cock bites, just bites in general.
Oh.
This was a special one.
I was wondering where these stats came from. Dave is spitting his, don't spit your beer on my carpet.
Can he have a paper towel?
Give him a second.
Deep throwing that beer right now.
Don't make him laugh, you dick.
He's got a mouthful.
Don't do that. Okay. All right. Okay. He's good. He swallowed.
That always makes him good.
That was the sound.
Joe, please tell me more about spiders. Dan, it was you who was telling me.
They can cause serious illness and have caused deaths. Get it? A 22-year-old man is believed to have died from complications of the bite earlier this month. I don't know if it was a dick joke. I don't know. Complications. I don't know where it was. Could have been an arm. Before that, no one is thought to have succumbed to a redback bite since antivenom.
Succumbed.
Was induced in 1956. There you go. That guy got bit on his wiener.
In 1966. Motherfucker's alive 50 years later. I don't want to fucking hear what happened. Don't tell me anybody who died.
Dave failed reading comprehension.
Wait, did he die?
No. This is the first time since the spider was introduced in 1956. Since the anti-venom was introduced in 1956.
Now we're going to give it up for a real funny spider right now who's going to come to the stage. He's got eight legs. Anybody give it up right now for the spider who's going to bite your cock and nuts while you're taking a shit? This is Jerry the Spider.
If we could let's
take a quick diversion here.
Yeah, we have to backtrack a second. Chris in the chat put this video
in
there. If you're just listening, this means nothing, but it's a Russian press conference, and then let's watch along.
We can narrate
a little bit.
Yes.
Oh, what's that sound? Oh, it's a flying cock.
They're becoming problems, I heard.
Super cock!
It's a bird. It's a plane. It's a cock.
I love how everyone is party pooper.
One asshole bitch slapped that fucking cock drone to the ground.
But an entire group of adults, professional journalists, everyone just stops and is fixated on the flying cock.
You gotta get this story. It's the big story.
Oh, that's beautiful. More of those videos.
More flying cocks, please.
I can't have enough flying cocks. Okay, so there's spiders that bite dicks.
What? Yeah, we're done with that.
Okay, cool.
Boy, we can move on. We have a zombie statue removed. We have a KFC pulls a Twitter ad.
We have 10 minutes.
We have 10 minutes.
Keep it tight tonight.
Keeping it tight.
Oh, yeah. We're all tired. We're still recovering from the wedding. As you can imagine.
Tighty, tight, tight.
So, what do we... Oh, you know what? Since we're talking about Australia...
Oh, there we go.
Let's get into this, what they call clumsy burglar in Australia, and then that gives me an excuse to play something else. Let's check this out.
Is it Men Land Down Under?
It's, yeah.
By Men.
Huh?
By Men at Work.
I just agree with sounds you made from your mouth. I don't know what you said.
Thank you.
Okay. Let's follow along. We're all overtired from the weekend.
I know.
It's still for exhaustion right now.
I've worked so many long shifts.
Your mission for that choose to accept it.
Oh, yeah, music
this is a ripoff.
Whoa. All right, so he's coming in from the ceiling.
Cooming.
And, okay, it looks like, what, is it a jewelry store, right? A computer store. Okay. Oh, no. All right.
He's gonna!
I got it.
He's gonna puke.
Cooming. He's cuming.
All right, so he's...
What's he stealing?
I think his shoes fell off.
My shoes fell off, and then I got very tired.
All right.
Itch.
I think he just saw the camera and put his hood up. Oh, it fell back down. All right.
Now he's just taking laps around the store.
He needs exercise. All right, so now he's up on the table trying to get back out the way he came in, through the ceiling. Forgot the rope, I guess. Oh, there comes the tile.
The ceiling tile fell.
And I guess there's the TV that was in his backpack fell down.
Go back up there, Spider-Man.
Ooh, he's up.
He's going to make it. He's going to escape.
Yeah?
Yeah, he's good. All right, good for him.
Wow. Now, that's pretty impressive. However.
No, it's not. But the wow.
However.
We caught him.
However, would you like to see an old favorite of mine?
I would like to see an old favorite of yours.
That I get that I get to revisit now that we have a video element.
Ooh.
Have you guys seen this?
No.
Oh, I love this, but go ahead.
Continue, Paris.
If you're not watching, I somewhat apologize. You're gonna have to watch along. Have you seen this, Ian?
No, I've never seen this.
Those versions, the earliest version that came out didn't have audio. This one does. All right, so it starts with the outside footage. The guy's trying to break into a liquor store. Oh.
No.
There goes the ceiling tile. I like the other one. There's no table. Now watch.
Tom Cruise Mission Impossible. That was like Philip Seymour Hoffman Mission Impossible.
A bottle hit him in the head and shit.
He collapsed on...
Look at him.
a fucking comatose.
He's drunk as fuck. He didn't feel it. He fell on an entire. He grabs a shopping cart. Obviously, this is
did night. Not grab his pants.
Well, no, that's how they wear them. And he's walking around with the shopping.
Burglars?
Yeah, them. Yeah, he's grabbing some Newports. Okay.
Couple packs of Cools.
Stealing some Hennessy and LSA.
We still don't know the race of this person.
He just tried to go out the front door, which he's trying to smash through the door with a
dolly.
Love dolly. Now he's trying to use it as a. That's pretty smart.
Now he's laying down behind a dolly.
Trying to use it as like a crowbar. Oh, now I'm gonna go back up a ladder.
He found a ladder. All right, he's gonna go back up to the ceiling. You think he's gonna be as graceful as the Australian fellow?
Of course, yeah.
Okay,
he's an American thief. He's better than. Oh, okay. Oh, there goes the tile. Ceiling tile. All right.
Had to get it out of his way
to get it out.
Right.
Okay.
That's fine.
Oh,
ladder's
still down.
Okay.
He just hit the whiskey and scotch like it was going out of style.
What?
All right, so he's got a bottle in his pooper now.
Dude, he just fell on probably 50 bottles. He's a little mad at the camera, so he doesn't take care of it.
He just threw a 40-ounce, like, 6 inches to the side of the camera. He's really mad at the camera.
Now he's like, okay, I'm fucked. He lights a cigarette.
Cops are outside, you see? Yeah. You see outside?
He lit a cigarette waiting for the cops to show up. And, yeah. So, that was Security Guard Theater. I'll have to look for more videos from them.
Security Guard Theater.
Welcome to Security Guard Theater. Tonight we'll be screening some asshole on the rooftop of Jerry's Liquors in the middle of downtown Milwaukee.
That is one of my favorites. So, any plugs before we get out of here, guys? Anyone?
D?
Think about it.
What? Any what?
Plugs?
Sorry. Oh, plugs. Well, me and Dave will be at the...
Where will you be?
The characters there at May 6th. It's Friday. It'll be me and Dave and Greg Stone.
Yeah, Greg Stone headlining. Yeah, man.
Yeah.
Good show.
And Matt Smith and Juliana, I forget her last name, and that fella from our story.
Oh, really? I'm sorry to hear that. And where's that again?
The characters over here.
No, I know, but tell the audience where that
characters
is.
Characters in Sloatsburg?
Yes, where?
In Sloatsburg?
Rockland, New York.
In Rockland, New York.
And they can go, apparently I saw on Facebook there's a new website.
There's a website for Slower Stand Up, yes. I didn't think that was going to get plugged. Yes, there's a website.
Okay.
And we are about to get ready to start hosting the Summer Showdown.
Yeah.
So we already have, what, half of the 96 comics already booked?
In hours. In a mere, like, 2 to 3 hours.
I remember this
hours.
Went very smoothly last summer.
We went for it 96 because I guess some people in Slaughter thought that me and Dave got too much sleep that week.
By some people, do you mean one person?
So, yeah. Oh, so okay. We're going to go with 96 comics this year. So
instead
I
of the 88 that was a bump up from 64, we're just going to go 96 and
just
say, gonna, fuck everybody.
I'm just going to have a bunk bed and characters for me and Dave to hang out in.
They're going
to
take non-comics.
Ooh, I get top bunk.
Yeah, you should probably should for safety reasons. It's probably for the best.
But you're gonna have people that like homeless people off the street just come in and grab a microphone. Here, oh, I'll
they
do
might
it.
Beat out some other people. Who knows? As long as they don't make fun of the host.
Ian,
well, I'm not on the show tomorrow. Saturday night, Laugh It Up Comedy Club. Shannon Cook, Henry Lou, and Keith Black, local favorites. Come on out, guys. Poughkeepsie, New York.
I might have to come up to that.
Mahoney's and N.
Joe's got a special place in his heart for Poughkeepsie.
Look at some hot bitches all night afterwards.
Yes. Now that it's warm out especially.
Wow. Oh, bitch staring.
Definitely. Wow. And also, Ian and I will be at Pearl Jam this weekend.
Oh, we'll be appearing there.
I'll be, by the way, real quick, I'll be at Broadway Comedy Club Saturday night, 10 o'clock
nice.
Show. Broadway
very
Comedy
cool.
Club. Yeah, man.
Shit.
Awesome.
I didn't know that.
And of yeah, course, you can catch you, Ian and Shannon on the Loose News Podcast, Monday nights right here on Warwick Radio.
Oh, you plugged that?
Conti and Kenny at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Thanks for checking out the show tonight. Have a good weekend. We will see you back live.
Why is that happening right now?
I thought Ian was sexy.
Haven't we already molested enough people?
I'm sorry, say. No. I didn't think the weekend was over yet. I thought this was an elevator.
His finishing move is the welcome wear out.
That's what we're doing. This is
Ian,
nine.
Ian, okay. You've been looking at me like an asshole
we'll
all night.
Thursday.
Come here, Ian. You want to fight? You want to make out? What's up?